Five Town of Normal firefighters remained sidelined by a COVID-19 outbreak, while 10 of their coworkers who went into quarantine all tested negative, and returned to work. Fire Chief Mick Humer says one firefighter traveled out of state, apparently brought the coronavirus to work. Humer tells Eric Stock he was surprised how long it took for symptoms to develop in some cases.
It's not just, you know, you have one negative test, you're not good. Obviously, we had people who had two or three negative tests, and then on day 11, they were positive. So, you know, that 14-day period is there for a reason.
Is there baseline testing for first responders, or has the department been doing that proactively?
We have hosted two tests here at the department last week where everyone, you know, tested negative. And then obviously the option is continue to be tested at the fairgrounds, you know, going forward. And then, you know, depending on what our situation is here, then, you know, if we feel like we need to, you know, bring in so that everybody is retested again, you know, the entire department or whatever, we will do that. But right now, you know, it's been contained to that original 15 group, and we have not had any other firefighters that are outside of that test positive.
And what kind of notification is done to alert other first responders, you know, other than the fire department, that they could potentially come into contact with the medical providers, police, et cetera, at a scene perhaps? And were they all notified of this?
Well, not really. I mean, you know, all of our firefighters, first responders, paramedics, they're all wearing PPE when they respond on calls, when they deal with the public. So, you know, even if you are out running and you sprain your ankle, when the ambulance and the paramedics get there, they're wearing N95 masks and goggles and gowns and gloves. So, you know, that's to protect us from them and them from us. So, you know, there's really not a concern, you know, to transfer that, you know, that on a call, a police officer would get it from one of the paramedics, because both the police officer and the firefighters and paramedics are wearing N95 masks on those calls.
Is there any policy or any concern about where people go outside of work? As you mentioned, this one individual had gone out of state. Is there any sort of guidance or expectations for what people do to stay safe when they're not at work?
Sure. Absolutely. You know, we've reiterated that, you know, our request for people to be careful where they travel to, not to travel to hotspots if they can avoid it. If they do travel to a hotspot, we ask that they come back and be tested prior to returning to work. It's not mandatory, because by law, I cannot force people to be tested. I cannot force people to not go on vacation. You know, all I can do is advise them and tell them what best practice is and what we would like for them to do before they return back to work.
Do you worry about fatigue setting in when it comes to adhering to these guidelines? You know, it's a problem the public has to deal with. We're 4 months into this now, and who knows how many more months we're going to have to go.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, we worry about that all the time. You know, because, you know, it's a stress. You know, the last thing somebody wants to do is bring coronavirus home to their family, friends, or whatever. So that's an added stress. And then, you know, you don't want to be the one that brings it back to the firehouse, you know, because it affects so many people, you know, 63 firefighters that are on the line or whatever like that. You know, and a lot of these practices have been going on, you know, for a very long time. I mean, you know, COVID is not the only concern out there. You know, for firefighters, we're in, you know, hospitals and nursing homes where there's MRSA and, you know, other communicable diseases as well. And so, you know, this COVID-19 is new to us, but the idea of deconning everything and cleaning everything and being safe and being well is not a new idea.
That is Normal Fire Chief Mick Humer with Eric Stock. Humer says the fire department requires masks and social distancing at its offices. He says there are enough extra beds that firefighters can socially distance. The fire department has reopened administrative offices to the public, but fire station tours remain off limits.